Oh, and now Lindy, don't go away, Lindy. Our Lindy is taking Connie's place tonight because Connie's mom's not feeling real good, Connie Ferris. And she's pitch hitting. She's a pretty doggone pitch hitter too, isn't she?
Yeah.
As well as sitting at TV up there with our Mark. Everybody loves Wendy Lindy, don't they? Everybody. If you don't love her, it's because you haven't seen her yet. And this is our Wendy Lindy.
Thank you, Millie. Thank you, Hillbilly Millie.
And boy, did your hair look good tonight.
Thank you.
It's kicking.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming. How many of you have heard of Candace Glover? Candace Glover was the winner of American Idol most recently. Her winning song was I Am Beautiful. It's a good song. Check
Lindy
it out.
Is beautiful.
I am
beautiful.
Beautiful.
So how many of you have ever read the same book twice or more? How many of you have ever been to the same movie twice or more? How many have been to the same movie five times or more? Okay. I rest my case. The case is, just because you've heard something once or seen something once doesn't mean that you never want to hear it or see it again. And with that in mind, tonight I'm going to tell some of my favorite stories and hopefully some of your favorite stories as well. In fact, I drew up a list and I'm going to let you pick which ones we talk about. I know some of you remember these stories by their content, but you're just going to have to pick them based on the names. I have 15 in my list, and I think we'd like to pick out four or five. They are in no particular order: Golden Windows, Twinkies and Root Beer, Photo Studio, Lay Down Your Life, Paddle to the Sea, Shake It Off, A Pot's Purpose, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, God's Masterpiece, Life is Good, Gratitude, On the Road Again 2007, It Takes a Village, and The Boy and the Waitress.
Twinkies and Root Beer.
Twinkies and Root Beer, okay. That's one.
Gratitude.
Gratitude, that's two.
Takes a Village.
Paddle to the Sea.
Okay, Paddle to the Sea, Gratitude, It Takes a Village, Twinkies and Root Beer.
What was the one with God? And
Photo Studio. Photo Studio, that's a good one. With God? You know, God's name is not in any of the titles. Oh, God's Masterpiece.
Yes.
Well, that's six or seven, but we'll try. We'll do what we can. And just to prove that I listen to when my fans, audiences speak to me, I'm going to do Golden Windows first anyway, so there. The Golden Windows is the story that I collected first in my collection of stories. I was about 12 years old. And it goes like this. David, about 8 years old, lived on the side of a beautiful valley. His house overlooked the valley, and there were houses up the other side of the valley. And every morning when David got up, he looked across the valley and he saw the golden windows of the houses on the other side of the valley in the morning sun. And he had a fair life. It wasn't bad, but he thought he might like try an adventure. And so one day he decided to walk across the valley to see the houses with the golden windows. So he set out about 10 o'clock in the morning, and he walked and he walked and he walked and he walked down to the bottom of the valley and all the way up to the houses on the other side. And when he got there about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the houses did not have any golden windows. And as he turned around to go home, he saw the golden windows on the houses across the valley where he lived. I get goosebumps every time I tell that story. There is no better than here. The grass is greener where you water it. The windows are golden where your heart is. Moving right along. One day, an elderly woman decided to go to the park. And so she went to the park and she just sat on the park bench there. And meanwhile, a couple blocks away, a young boy who's unnamed, but he's also about 8 years old, says to his mom and dad, I think I'm going to take a walk and go to the park, see if I can meet God. So he packed up his backpack with Twinkies and root beer and set off to see God. And he came to the park, and there was a woman on the park bench, elderly. And she smiled at him, and he smiled back at her and sat down next to her. And they just sat quietly for a good long time, and he offered her some Twinkies and root beer, and she accepted, and they shared a meal, if you will. And eventually it was time for them both to go home. And she got up and gave him a tremendous hug, and he gave her a hug back, and they set off on their own ways back to their respective homes. And when the elderly lady got home, her son said, Hi, Mom, you're looking good. Where have you been? She said, I went to the park. And I have to put him first. So he went home, and his mom and dad said, Son, where have you been? And he said, I went to the park, and I had Twinkies and root beer with God. And you know, she's older than I expected, but she gives great hugs. And then she, when she got home, her son said, Where have you been, Mom? You look great. She said, I've been to the park. I had Twinkies and root beer with God. And he's younger than I expected. Well, the moral of that story is not to be limiting with your expectations. Because if you have an expectation of what God looks like, you'll ignore everybody who doesn't look like your expectation of God, and God might be standing right there. So be careful. Photo studio. I guess I'm going to do them all until I run out of time. This young boy is coming home from school, and there's a storm going on, and his mother wants him to hurry up and get home because he's getting wet in the rain. But every so many feet, he stops and looks up at the heavens and smiles. And he walks a little further, and the lightning flashes, and the thunder rolls. Lightning flashes again. He looks at the heavens and smiles. And when he gets home, his mom said, What are you doing getting wet out there in the rain? Why couldn't you just come straight home? He said, Mom, I had to stop and smile. God kept taking my picture. That one speaks for itself. The moral of the story is you never know when God's taking your picture, so be always smiling and ready for the photograph, especially with cell phones everywhere. For example, I had my picture taken at the Express Fiesta Cantina last night with a giant margarita in front of me. It was triple margarita night. You'd think these guys were on commission or something. The way the waiter sold it to us, if you buy one small one, it's $10. If you buy one triple one, it's $10.50. What are you going to do? Paddle to the Sea is a children's book that was written in the 1950s. And it's the story of a young Indian boy up in Alberta, Canada, or maybe Saskatchewan, in the mountains of central Canada. And he spends his winter carving a canoe with a young Indian boy sitting in it. And it's about this long. And it's perfectly balanced, so it floats beautifully and doesn't go end over end or side over side or anything. It's not a kayak, it's a canoe. And just before the spring thaw, he puts the canoe at the top of the trickle that turns into a creek, which turns into a river, which turns into a great lake. And sure enough, when the thaw comes, he names the little canoe Paddle to the Sea. And on the bottom, he puts a carving that says, I am Paddle to the Sea, please put me back in water. And he puts paddle at the top of the creek, and paddle scoots down on the spring tide and ends up in the Great Lakes. And then he has lots of adventures in this book. For example, he gets caught in the bark of a log, and he's just about to be sawed in half by the sawmill, but the sawmill operator sees him and stops the saw and works him out and puts him back in the water. He gets washed up on a beach, and he may never get back in the water, but some beachcombers come along and find him along with the other driftwood, and they read the sign on the bottom and put him back in the water. And he has adventure after adventure after adventure of this nature, and eventually somebody puts a copper plaque on the bottom so that it can be read when the wood has eroded. And then people start scratching in the names of the towns and villages where he's been seen and where he's been put back in the water. Now, the story of Paddle ends with him reaching the coast of France. But the little Indian boy who carved him never knew that. He just knew that he sent Paddle on his way, expecting only the best, and he would never find out what happened, which is what happened. He never found out. But the moral of the story is that all of us need help getting put back in the water. We can't live life alone. We need people to recognize that we are paddling to the sea and help us get back in the water on the way when we get caught by the tides and groundings and sawmills of life. And that's Paddle to the Sea. You can Google it. Amazon sells it. It's a great book. God's masterpiece. Well, I didn't actually have to prepare much, as you can tell, for this talk, but I printed 20 pages just in case. And one of them happens to be Ephesians 2. God can always point to us as examples of the incredible wealth of his favor and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us through Christ Jesus. God saved you by his special favor when you believed. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So many of us think that we're not worthy of love, that we're not worthy of being close to God. In fact, we are close to God. We can't be separate from God. Separation is just an illusion. But we still think it. And Ephesians reminds us that we are God's masterpiece. God created us to do the things that God wanted us to do that were planned long ago. And how can we just sit around feeling sorry for ourselves for not being enough when God knows we're enough and expects us to complete our tasks? Not all stories are funny. That's God's masterpiece. Gratitude. Oh, I have pages and pages of gratitude. Gratitude is the first spiritual principle that everybody needs to follow, as far as I'm concerned. Because if we don't have gratitude, we have nothing. We have no spiritual connection at all. Our first thought of God is to thank him for being all to us, for giving us life and giving us fortune and giving us love. And without that, we'd be pretty discouraged. Colossians 4.2, devote yourself to prayer, keeping it alert with an attitude of thanksgiving. Colossians 3.27, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. There are over 300 verses in the Bible about gratitude. At least I think that statistic goes with this talk. Psalm 22, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Acts, in every way and everywhere, we accept this with all gratitude. And on and on and on and on and on. And then there's all kinds of story about what to how to do gratitude, but I'm not in possession of sufficient time to read all that or to talk about all that. So I'll just tell you what I'm thankful for Thanksgiving, little Timothy said. He said, I'm thankful that I'm not a turkey. And in the same vein, what did the mama turkey say to her baby boy? If your papa could see you now, he'd be turning over in his gravy. And then there's the story about the dollar bill and the $20 bill that I've had occasion to repeat regularly over the last few years. The dollar bill and the $20 bill met up in the Federal Reserve Bank when they were in there for refurbishing. And the dollar bill says, hey, 20, what you been up to? I haven't seen you around in a long time. And the 20 says, I've been to Vegas, I've been to Atlantic City, I've been to Monte Carlo, I've been to the riverboats, I've been to the Final Four of the NCAA, I've been to the Masters Golf Tournament. I've been everywhere where high rollers live and work and play. How about you, one? What you been up to? One says, I've been to the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, the AME Church, the Episcopal Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Baptist Church. And the 20 says, wait a minute. What's a church? So that's gratitude. And not to put too fine a point on my techniques, but to quote a country song, Lone Star, oh God, or hey God, I guess it is hey God, you have your ways, you have your plan, sometimes mysterious and hard to understand. I am humbled by your grace and everything you do. Hey God, I just want to thank you. It's a great song. It takes a village. Well, it's a famous statement, isn't it? The story behind it is directly attributable to my life from the year 2007 to the present, when I have been a guest of the Mercy Resort Hotel and Spa on four separate occasions, and a guest of the Shea Rehab Home in Mission Hills on two separate occasions, and a guest of my own bedroom and living room on several months of occasions. And I have had health issues. I'd be lying if I didn't say that. But I have been blessed by so many friends, and gratitude falls over into this topic also. I've been blessed by so many friends and family and so much good love and that I can't even begin to describe it. Now, I never was high maintenance when I was young, but I'm never going to be low maintenance again, I'll tell you. Not so much by choice as by necessity. But if my family's prepared to do it and my loved ones are prepared to do it with me, then we'll get through. And you are my village. And hey God, I really want to thank you. And just for grins, we're going to throw in the boy and the waitress. This boy goes into the diner, and he sits up at the table, and he's about 10 years old, I guess. And the waitress says, how may I help you? And he says, how much is a ice cream sundae? And she says, 50 cents. This is an old story. And he thinks about it a little while, and she goes on to another table, and when she comes back, he says, how much is it just plain ice cream? And she's getting a little irritated and grumpy. And she says, 35 cents. And she goes away again, and she comes back, and he says, I'd like a plain ice cream, please. And she brings in the ice cream, and he eats it and leaves. And she goes back to the table, to Bus's table, and she was humbled to see that he had left 15 cents change. because he had had the plain ice cream instead of the ice cream sundae. He spent 35 cents and gave her 15 cents instead of spending 50 cents on himself. Now, that's an original internet story. It's been on the internet for years. But it speaks to the fact that we have to think about others, not just ourselves. And sometimes we're called upon to make sacrifices on behalf of those ones we love. And leaving off the hot fudge is a major sacrifice. But he was willing to do it. So stories have lives of their own. Some of these stories I've been telling for 50 years. Man, is that hard to say? Some more than 50 years when I get right down to it. But collecting them is half the fun. Living them, reading them, looking for them on the internet under quote topics. A good story is worth the price of admission, I always say. And there's a wonderful country song called The Story of My Life by Leanne Womack, which goes, live every moment as if it's the last one. Find all the love deep inside and give it away. Be thankful for all that you've been given. And from now on, that's the way I want to write the story of my life. And it is. And thank you for giving me this time.
Woo-hoo! Love you. Love you.